B-Pod Studios.
Initialize sequence. Now. Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Friday.
Huh?
Do I have to spell it out for you?
TGIF.
What does that mean exactly?
It means, thank goodness it's Friday.
Time to get up.
It's the weekend. Happy Friday.
Yes! Yes!
Have a nice weekend.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Friday morning Lauren and Wally morning radio program. Hey, a lot of stuff coming up today. Beautiful morning for you. Terrific night for the karaoke competition at the Kowloon last night.
Oh, my God.
$5,000 raised for the PMC. So that's great. Thank you very much.
And lots of fun. And, you know, a lot of talented people in the world.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. It was fun. We'll give you a full recap coming up. But I was amazed that, you know, just these everyday people, and they get up there and they can really sing. Belt it out.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Okay. So we got that coming up for you today. What are we doing in Dirty Laundry Day?
What is the Seinfeld experience, and why is it coming to New York City in the fall?
Okay.
I will answer that question, and I no soup for you.
No soup for you.
Yeah, I know there was a big premiere last night,
yes,
too.
Yes, I know. We're going to talk about that.
Julian Edelman.
Yeah, yeah.
Has a big movie coming out.
Yeah, so what's on an HBO?
We'll tell you about it, because that's not it.
Okay,
you know, I don't speak sports, so you let me know.
Winograd is 60 Seconds coming up this morning. Richard Dreyfuss. I've always been a big Richard Dreyfuss fan.
I agree with him.
Do you really?
I do.
He has a theory about alien beings.
Oh, that's not what I agree about.
He was right about boating accidents.
He was right about Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
We have lots to talk about when it comes to Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have an amazing personal Richard Dreyfuss story to tell you.
Okay.
Okay. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Hey, there was a lot of really amazing singing talent last night at the first ever WROR 80s karaoke competition, the Kowloon. Amazing talent out there.
Real pros out there. I couldn't believe the level of talent people have. And, you know, they have regular jobs and they do regular things. And they get up and they sing these songs, these amazing 80s songs, and people are just blown away. We were just, I mean, in particular, I loved Tom singing Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Give awesome.
And what I found out is that his mom, Karen, had entered him in the contest without him knowing.
Yeah, and his grandmother, Harriet, was there, too.
Yeah, she was there. And it was just, everyone brought their friends and family to cheer them on, and it was such a great event because all the proceeds went to the PMC, and I smiled the entire night.
Tell everybody how much was raised.
Well, we raised $4,000, but then the winner of the $1,000 prize, she gave it back to us to donate to the PMC.
And the winner was?
Well, the winner was Carolyn Cole, who did the Jukebox Hero by Foreigner. She was incredible. But everyone who performed was amazing. We had some guys that showed up in costume.
Yep.
Brian Nocera, he showed up. He was doing Africa by Toto. Yeah.
And he looked like a park ranger.
Yeah, kind of like in that safari outfit. We had Matthew Frey. He was doing Whitesnake. He had a blonde wig that looked like LBF's senior picture.
Amazing.
No joke.
I mean, amazing.
Exactly.
And everybody there was great. And big thanks to Bobby Wong, Matt Moy, Jillian, the whole Kowloon family. They put on a great buffet. Everyone was well fed.
What about the people who just showed up in throwbacks? You know,
this guy walked in dressed like Magnum P.I.
Oh my God, he was so awesome!
He wasn't even performing.
I would also thank Danny from Rob Peters Entertainment. He did the karaoke. That's so much fun.
It was great.
And thank you for coming to the
It was great to see everybody, and it was great to have everyone cheer everyone on, and it was really awesome that all these, you know, again, that it was for such a good cause.
Yeah, we had second and third place. They got some concert tickets for some stuff coming up. Amy Willis, she did Separate Ways by Journey.
Oh,
she nailed Steve Perry. Like, it was so good. Her voice was great. And Sean Cullen, who did You Give Love a Bad Name, his performance was so good. He was just...
He ended out the night, and he was just like...
It was a great way to close out the
show. Brian and I were off the stage in the corner, and we were like the people from America's Got Talent.
Terry Crews turns back and like he's like, wow, this guy's so good.
Yeah,
this
like,
is amazing.
Like, waiting for like, okay, what's this going to be like? And then they open their mouths and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a great night. And thanks to Cam Miller, our pedal partner, and his family, All the Millers were there. They met everybody. They said, hey. And
you
it
mean
was
you
great
got to meet
to
the Millers?
Meet the Millers. and Cam's just a great reminder of why we ride Pan Mass Challenge.
Absolutely.
And you can still donate, of course, to Team WROR. Just go to WROR.com/PMC. We'll put up a bunch of photos and stuff from the night last night because it was just, it was a great time. It was a
That's
great
fantastic.
Event at Kowloon.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
It's the Lorne and Wiley Morning Show, and ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to use 620 Men from Maine, and it's brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Hey, if life is just a bowl of cherries, why not save on those cherries? This week, Prime members save on organic red cherries at Whole Foods Market. Just $4.99 a pound through July 2nd while supplies last. Find more Prime member deals on the Whole Foods Market app, and here's your Men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Pastor Vazul is visiting various parishes throughout the state, and he's just arrived in Cotucket, Maine. He's about to check in for the night at the Cotucket Inn. Ironically, Lem has just taken a part-time job as the night manager, and we hear...
Good evening, Father. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to check in, please.
Okay, let's see. Yep, we got a room available on the second floor.
Oh, that's great. Listen, I certainly hope the pornography channel in my room is disabled.
Well, let me check.
Oh, my God.
No, it's just the regular kind, Father.
Oh, my God.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wiley Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wiley Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Well, it was all about Julian Edelman last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Documentary that airs on Showtime tonight, 100%. They had the premiere in Foxborough last night, and lots of cool people were there. Snoop Dogg was there, so that's what you smelled.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg's there.
Yeah, I thought it was him.
Yeah.
And
it was legal here.
Gronk was there, dancing on the, I think it was a blue carpet. Julian Edelman's little girl was there. She's so cute, a little blonde toddler. And what's her name? Do you know what her name is? I think you're more concentrating
Edelman.
On Gronk's girlfriend.
She was there. Yes, she was.
Yep, she was.
Bob Kraft was there.
Amendola came back.
Yep.
He was on the red carpet for their bromance.
Sounds like a pretty good...
I'm actually interested.
Check this out. You want to hear this?
Growing up in the Edelman household was flat out crazy.
Frank was rough.
It was abusive.
Everything's about football, and all of a sudden, hey, Dad, I'm sorry.
You f***ed up.
We're losing games. Get back, for God's sake.
I would never bet against a guy like Jules.
Listen, I can't stand the f***ing the Patriots.
What?
But everybody loves Julian Edelman. 100% documentary about Julian Edelman on Showtime.
What do you think?
I think, like, for me, you know, because you know I'm not super interested in sports, but this is the type of thing that I really get interested in, is the stories behind what makes Julian Edelman
Julian
Edelman.
And this kind of goes through his road back from recovery, the PED stuff,
Super Bowl.
MVP. I mean, there's a lot in there, and he's an entertaining guy. Mm-hmm. He really is. And you heard Michael Rapaport there. He kind of voiceovers the thing, and it's got angry Michael Rapaport.
It's got this,
like
that amazing catch.
Yeah,
the one that kind of saved the Super Bowl.
Sometimes I like that, like this sort of stuff distilled into a documentary, so I can really appreciate it.
That's how you like your sports.
That's it.
Yes. As a documentary.
Yes, I do.
Distilled
like,
to documentary.
A year after a victory,
everything's shortened and
Once
all the highlights.
They already won.
Yes.
Yeah, that way
much easier that
it's
way.
So much easier.
You can rule out all the drama.
Yeah.
And all the excitement.
Yeah.
And all the fun of watching it live.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
And speaking of sports.
Well, the Red Sox are in London, and we have a game tomorrow at 1:10 over at London Stadium versus the Yankees. It's what they built for the 2012 Olympics. And guess who's throwing out the first pitch?
Prince Harry.
That's right.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Wow, thanks a lot.
I think it would have been much more entertaining if Queen Elizabeth had thrown out the first
pitch. Yeah, but Prince Harry is a nice second. That's good.
Yeah.
Remember
now,
the opening to the Bond movie when she dumped out?
Yes.
I'm just curious. Now, so they're playing in London. Do they have to run around the bases in reverse?
Yes, they do.
That's
going to
be the toughest part of the game, I think. So the game tomorrow is at 1:10, and then Sunday morning, also against the Yankees, at 10:10, early game.
Got it.
Early here. Not early there.
Not there. That's right.
There's a time difference.
Right,
but some people didn't know that.
Yeah, in case you didn't know that. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game starters were announced for next month's All-Star Game. Guess how many Red Sox are in the starting lineup.
You're not going to believe this.
Go ahead, LB.
Guess.
6-0
Oh. 0 It would be 0
None. Zip.
Yeah. J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts did not get the starting nod in the fan voting. But what are you going to do? The NBA offseason is going to kick into full swing this weekend. The free agent negotiating period starts Sunday at 6. The Celtics are still the rumored top spot for Kemba Walker. That would be huge. We'll keep an eye on that. The Revs have a home match tomorrow against Houston. And today on City Hall Plaza, 3 o'clock, you can go for the viewing party because it's the USA Women versus France. That's going to be huge. 3 o'clock today.
Now, there's also a time difference in France, in case you're wondering.
That's
so
true.
They're actually playing the game at 9 o'clock in Paris.
Yeah, so good luck to the USA women. Sweet. They're doing an amazing job. They're so they much are. Fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's like the only soccer I enjoy watching. They're so good. So good luck to
them. I know
them.
People who are there, so I hope they're having
oh,
a good
do,
time.
Oh, you do? Really?
Yeah, all right, fancy. Whatever.
No, okay.
I have fancy friends. I have fancy friends.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Lorne. And, you know, I know many of you may be new listeners, haven't listened very long to the radio station. Well, we really appreciate that, and we're very proud of the fact that we continually get new listeners. And at the same time, I know that many of you have been listening to this radio program since the very beginning, and we really appreciate that. And I'm very sad to have to tell you this morning that today is the last Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Now, as most of you know, Wally retired 2.5 years ago. The show has continued, though we've missed him immensely, continued without him. Well, now it's time for me to leave as well. You see, during the past several weeks, I've been in talks with WROR about the renewal of my contract. Unfortunately, we're unable to reach an agreement, thus my departure. It's business. But I can't just leave without telling you how much I love and appreciate each and every one of you. I can't begin to thank you enough for your loyalty, your support, your feedback for the past 38 plus years. Thank you. You know, during these years, I brought up 2 wonderful sons, Evan and Andy, had a wonderful life. And then 13 years ago, we lost their mother, my wife, 42 years, Sue. As you can imagine, I was devastated. I thought I could never, ever, ever be happy again. Then a little bit of a miracle happened. And almost 10 years ago, quite by accident, I met someone new. Her name's Mary. Her love has made my life worth living. Helped me through those difficult times. Can't imagine to thank you. I can't begin to thank you enough. You know, it's been such a privilege to wake you up each morning. It's actually made getting up at 3 o'clock worth it. I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate and will miss my radio family, Brian, LBF, and of course, Hank. Then there's Wally, the best partner a guy could ever have, the best guy ever. And the best thing about Wally was he was Wally. I've missed him approximately 9,025 times over the past 2.5 years. I did the math on that. And I'll always love Wally. And finally, I'd like to say thank you to radio. And to you, the people listening right now, for helping me love what I do and allowing me to do what I love. Thank you. Now, there's going to be a new person in this seat Monday morning. Please give him a chance. And take care of my radio family. I love you all. I thank you all. I will miss you. And perhaps we'll meet again. And as always, have a great day.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, it is time for your 720 Men from Maine, brought to you by D'Angelo's. Grilled greatness awaits at D'Angelo with a mouth-watering steak number 9 sandwich. It's stacked with sizzling sirloin, peppers, onions, mushrooms, melty cheese, and a foundation of freshly baked bread. Get one today at D'Angelo. Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. There's some men from Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie has just been told by her veterinarian that her pet schnauzer Fido has a hearing problem due to excess hair in his ears, and that she should use some Nair Depilatory to remove that hair. So Effie drops by the Bangor Apothecary and Bait Shop, and we hear...
Excuse me, sir, but I need to get some Nair hair remover.
Well, okay. If you're going to be using it under your arms, though, you don't want to use deodorant for a couple days.
Well, I'm not using it under my arms.
Oh, well, if you're going to use it on your legs, you better not shave for a couple days.
Well, I'm not using it on my legs either, and if you must know, I'm using it on my schnauzer.
Well, in that case, you better stay off your bicycle for about a week.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Men. And right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
With Lorne, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. Okay, everybody. So, in view of things that have transpired this morning on the show, I thought we'd give you maybe a little, kind of like a little flashback.
Okay.
Things from the past.
Well, you always said you'd play this on your last show.
Okay, so this is this is the deal. So we're going to take it way back to the like the very early days of the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. It's 1983, as a matter of fact. And so we've been doing the show for, you know, like a couple years, and people are starting to listen to the show. And so they decide, okay, we'll do some TV commercials and kind of introduce you to people who have not caught on to the show yet.
Yeah.
This is the, you know, the company. And it was the VBF in those days.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we've always been on 105.7, mm-hmm. but, you know, the companies have changed.
I know. I used to listen to you in high school.
Okay. Okay. So they say, why don't you come up with a commercial for TV? I said, okay, no problem. So we go into a studio, and I'll set this because, you know, obviously we'll play the audio for you right now. I don't know, maybe someday we'll put the video on the website.
Today might be that day.
Might be the day. The
okay. Okay, so here, you got to picture this now. So Wally and I are sitting at, like, a desk at the table, and we're talking to the people about tuning into the radio station. And what you don't know at the beginning of this thing is I have a, because this would never fly today, obviously, because it involves guns and violence.
Kind of didn't fly
a
then.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so under the table.
A little more loosey-goosey back then.
A little more loosey-goosey. Under the table, I've got a handgun.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so
you're
then.
Dark.
About halfway through the commercial, I pull the handgun out.
Oh,
see?
My God.
And, well, here. You can listen to the commercial that never made it to TV.
Hi, Lauren Owens, WVBF.
And I'm Wally Bryant. We know a lot of you listen to our show every morning. Accurate weather, great news in sports, and terrific music like Barbra Streisand and Kenny Rogers.
Now, we also know some of you still haven't tried it. I mean, we've tried everything. We had Larry Bird on. We had Red Auerbach on. We even offered you $20 just to turn your damn radio on. We tried it all. Why don't you listen? I want to tell you this. Tomorrow morning, if you don't turn it on, I'll pull the trigger.
Oh, my God.
Please, listen tomorrow. Please, the guy's a maniac. He's crazy.
WVBF, FM 105.7. Got it?
WVBF.
Wow, what a happy jingle.
Wow.
I don't know why they wouldn't put that on the TV.
Jeez, I can't believe it.
Okay, coming up next on Dirty Laundry, what are we covering?
Oh, well, here? We have so much to cover. So many celebrities in town. Who? Who was handing out coffee before his concert last night at TD Garden? I'll tell you who. And it kind of sounds like who, because it was Hugh.
Hugh.
Yes.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So much. I found out some bad stuff about Bill Murray, Hugh Jackman, and what he did last night. What famous person is in Newburyport? We're going to give away something very quickly, but I wanted to just say to Lauren Owens, and I don't want to get upset because I'm going to get upset, but thank you so much for taking a chance on me.
No problem.
And so, hey, a girl who continually messes up the news, I appreciate it, and it's been really...
Hey.
The best.
No crime in radio.
I know. Well, now I'm going to give away $100.
All right. Let's give away some meat.
Okay. Go.
All right. So $100 gift card from Stop and Shop. You want to take the 15th caller, 617-931-1057, because I'm generous and we're just giving away money here. We're going crazy. All right. So guess what, you guys?
Okay.
Richard Dreyfuss is a little weird. Because he was interviewed, really kind of quite a big interview in The Hollywood Reporter. He's in a new movie called Astronaut. Looks really interesting, about a retired guy who enters a lottery to go in space.
It
just looks cute and sweet. But he was talking about aliens, and he was saying, what if we are the aliens? Everyone talks about, like, are the aliens out there? He's like, we could be the aliens. He did a lot of drugs in the 70s.
Well, yeah, but...
But the really interesting part of the interview was how he slammed Bill Murray. Not like now, but when they were working on What About Bob together, which is one of my favorite movies.
Which is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Apparently, Bill just get... This is a quote. Bill just got drunk at dinner. He was an Irish drunken bully. Not nice, Richard, is what he was. He came back from dinner one night and said... I said, read this script tweak, and I said, I think it's really funny. And he put his face next to me, nose to nose, and he screamed at the top of his lungs, everyone hates you, you are tolerated. And then he leaned back and took a modern glass-blown ashtray and threw it at his face. And weighed about 3/4 of a pound, and he missed me, he tried to hit me, I got up and left.
Wow. Sounds like he needs some therapy from Dr. Marvin.
I know, really? And then he said of Jaws, he didn't believe that Jaws was going to be a big movie at all. He was one of the non-believers. But he also praised George Lucas, and this is nice because he said, George Lucas took one of his profit points and he divided it up among the 10 leading actors, and I have made more money off that 1/10 of 1 gross point than I have on anything else.
Wow.
That's a pure gesture.
How much did Lucas make then?
Yeah.
And he must have made
it. He had some other movies he made some money with, too.
He did okay, I think. Yeah.
And actually, didn't you have a Richard Dreyfuss story, Lauren?
Wally and I had Richard Dreyfuss on the show. And this goes way back. This is like mid-80s, mm-hmm. something like that. And Richard Dreyfuss was in town. He was doing a charity event. So we got a hold of his people and say, hey, we'll talk about the charity event. Do you think Richard would come in and do the show with us? And they said, we'll see. So he says, he will. But there's a little problem about transportation because he's got a flight scheduled out of Logan. At that time, our studios were out in Framingham. Mm-hmm. And so we said, no problem. We have a station helicopter.
You had a helicopter?
Yeah.
You buried your lead.
This is back in the old days.
Back in the 80s. And everybody was doing blow and had helicopters.
What a time to be alive.
It was something.
So I said, okay, we'll pick him up. And then as soon as he finishes the show, we'll fly him. He came in with his wife. We'll fly him straight out to Logan, and he can catch his plane in time. Said, okay, no problem. So the helicopter comes in, and Dreyfuss and his wife get out. They come into the studios. We sit down, and he's on for like an hour. He's really fantastic, you know, because Jaws was, you know, Jaws had been out. Close Encounters of the Third Kind was huge and all that sort of thing. And so then I get a message in my headphones from the pilot of the helicopter. Says, I'm having a little problem with the helicopters. Okay, so I'm talking back to him. Okay, what's the problem? It's broken down. serious problem. So Richard Dreyfuss, he hears this. And, you know, he's kind of in the background. He says, what's going on? He's finally going. Says, hey, excuse me, Lauren. I said, yeah. He says, do I get the feeling that there's a problem with the helicopter? Yeah, I do. He says, you know, I have an extremely important meeting in New York. And do you think there's any chance that I might miss my flight? And I said, you know, it's kind of looking that it could happen. And he said, well, that's kind of good to hear. He said, I've always wanted to own a radio station.
Oh,
wow.
That's amazing.
Now, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Not only did you have a helicopter, but you're doing a radio show and have direct contact with the pilot of the helicopter at all times.
I did, yes.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
You have lived a life, my friend.
I just want to mention that Hugh Jackman was giving out coffee outside of TD Garden last night at the Laughing Man truck, so that was lovely. New Kids
that's
on the Block.
That's his coffee brand, right?
Is it his coffee brand? See, everybody's got a side hustle.
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block is at TD.
He's driving Uber, too. I didn't know if he
New Kids on the Block is going to be at TD Garden tonight, so look out for that and tomorrow night. Bradley Cooper was apparently in Newburyport last night, and Julian Edelman has an awesome documentary, 100%, airing on Showtime tonight, so catch that. And
it's available on demand right now
on
Showtime.
Oh, it is. Okay, good.
Got it.
All right.
There you go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Well, here we go, everybody. It's 8:21 on the Friday morning 101 morning radio program. We have a special guest for you now. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Friday morning funnies, and we got a great guy who's going to be doing shows over at the Laugh Boston Seaport District this weekend. Let me see. We got a show tonight, and then two shows tomorrow night. You know the drill on Laugh Boston. You get tickets at laughboston.com. Paul Verzi is here in the studio this morning. Morning, Paul. How you doing?
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad you're here. Glad you're here.
Yeah.
Okay. He grew up just outside New York. What, Westchester?
Westchester County. That's right.
Westchester County. Okay. So, Yankees fan?
I am. Yeah. Thanks for setting me up.
Okay. No problem.
Thanks for everybody just turned off their radios. Yeah. I'm not going to listen to this Yankee fan.
They'll be listening because you know the Yankees and Red Sox playing in London this week.
I know they are.
So you know. be pretty interesting. You know, married guy, happy guy, what's the deal?
Well, like they're mutually exclusive.
Yeah. I mean, I love the opening. So you're a Yankee fan and you're married. Do you love her? She's listening. happily married, two kids. They're on their way to Boston to spend the rest of the weekend here with me.
Kidding. They're actually going to come to town.
So no rest for me. Yeah. It should be great.
Yeah. How old are your kids?
My son is 10, my daughter's 7.
I'm kind of in the same boat, like 5 and 9. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
How's that going anyway?
Yeah. What are you dealing with?
Right now it's sports. Right now it's sports, and my son's baseball team is in the playoffs.
High pressure.
And I never wanted to be one of those dads that made the just lost their mind.
One of those.
And there's either you were that person or know somebody that had lost. Yeah. We had a guy that's banned from the fields. He had a meltdown with 6-year-olds playing soccer.
Yep.
And he literally did. He kicked the ball and he started cursing and it got really bad. So the guy's like not allowed on the premises anymore.
Yep.
And I said I wasn't doing that. But my son was in a playoff game. He's pitching and he's a good pitcher and they needed him.
Yeah.
And the umpire was one of these lifers. Like apparently he's like 70 something years old who's been there for 40 years doing umpiring, and he's got the kid gets in the batter's box without the belt right. Yep, move, get out, tuck the shirt in, one of those, like everything.
Ooh,
you know, so my son's pitching, and I'm standing behind the cage because I want my son to. Cause, by the way, the kids can't pitch. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
These kids suck. It's walking 9 runs. You're just sitting there going, like, don't the parents know he shouldn't be here? Like, he shouldn't be here. Like this kid should be doing something else, not this. Yeah. Okay, like, why are you giving him this false? So I want my son has a good arm. I'm only 5'8", but I always had a good arm, so I work with him in the backyard. So I made sure he could see me from the mound.
You want him to feel the pressure.
And the ump is right there. So my son gets a strike. A first batter, he strikes out.
Yeah.
Then he walks the next two. Then the next batter, he strikes out. So it's 2 outs, 2 on.
Yeah. Oh,
all these other kids gave up. Ton of runs. I'm excited.
Yep.
Then my son's got the next guy up, a 2-2 count.
Oh.
And my son throws it down Broadway, and the ump called a ball. And the other coach, the opposing coach, goes, that's not a ball. And then I just go out of nowhere.
You blew.
And I'm like maybe 6 feet. And I just go, what? And this dude took 2 steps back. He kind of put his mask up and he just gave me this death stare.
Yeah.
And it was a quiet. this wasn't like, what'd you say? Don't tell me. It was this like. Young man, do you know who you're dealing with? First thing I thought, I was like, I don't want to ruin this for my son.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
So I just kind of, he actually worked. Like this guy, I'm not going to lie, when two men have a stare down, somebody wins. And it wasn't me. It wasn't me. He just gave this look and I was like, fair enough. And I just walked away. You win, sir. Enjoy your, you know, and that was it. But it's fun. You know, you get into it with kids, you know. The catcher is a kid who's not very good. God, I hope nobody's listening. Like, we know the parents. But every time my son would get into a groove, the catcher couldn't throw it back to him.
Oh.
It's going past him. And I'm sitting there going, he's in a groove now. And I'm like, these kids stink. And my wife is going, Paul, you gotta calm down. I go, no, he's not even getting it back. And we were like sitting next to the mother of the catcher.
Uncomfortable.
So I just kept my mouth shut. And they ended up losing the game by 2 runs. They had to stop it because of light.
Yeah.
And that was it. So now no more games. But they didn't win a game all year. So it's kind of better.
Okay. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't have to go and sit through
and
that again.
And yet they made it to the playoffs, so that's great.
Good to hear.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody makes the playoffs. You could go 0-12. Guess what? Good luck. You're in the playoffs.
Everybody gets a trophy.
5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Friday morning funnies on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And Paul Verzi is here in the studio with us. Paul's playing a couple of shows, actually a show tonight and 2 shows tomorrow night over at Laugh Boss and laughboss.com. Gets tickets. By the way, it's a great venue to see great shows. And it's in the Seaport District. So, Paul, he is a very funny guy. You're going to like him.
I appreciate it.
I know, we've been talking, your kids are coming in. You're going to spend the weekend with you, your wife and kids, the whole family.
Yeah, well, you freaked me out, though. You were like, yeah, you got to take him on Godzilla. And I go, what's that? And you go, hey, it's a speedboat that starts spinning around doing jumps. That's what I need my 7-year-old girl throwing up.
She'll love it. She'll love it. Don't throw up.
Okay.
But the kids will be fine.
My 9-year-old did it this week with his camp.
Right.
And they had so much fun. He's like, can we go again? I'm like, oh, boy, I don't know.
It's a good ride.
So maybe you could take him.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, and if they throw up, I'll blame you.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, there's a lot of water around anyway, so you can just wash down the deck. No, it's a lot of fun. It's a perfect weekend to hang out in Boston. You can go see comedy. You can, you know.
That's it. Come out.
Enjoy the city.
Yeah, I love Boston. Boston has been very good to me and my family. My brother went to BU here, but my mother, the Dana-Farber Institute, saved my mother's life. My mother was in stage 4 cancer real bad.
Yep.
And 2 months before her last relapse, they had a test drug. And it saved my mother's life. It stopped everything, and it's been like it was on a test of 100 people, and it worked on 26. And then after that, it came back to some, and it only worked on 10. And my mother is still in that 10, 20-something years later.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Man, that is amazing.
Yeah, so Boston is, you
know. They're great. We're doing a ride with them. We raise money for Dana-Farber.
Oh, is that right?
The Pan Mass Challenge. So,
it's
a great organization.
Yeah, I love coming out here. Great comedy fans. It's a great venue.
Well, you're buddies with Bill Burr.
It's my guy, man. It's my, you know. Bill is my son's godfather. That's my best friend. It's my mentor.
Does he give him good advice?
Last time.
I know, really. Wow.
I can't imagine that.
You know, it's funny. The last time I was in Boston, I opened for Bill at the TD Garden. In October, and it was wild, man.
Yeah.
But he's a great godfather. He's just a good dude, man. So it's a lot of fun.
He's not going to any of your kids' games, is he?
Oh no,
no. But you've done Carnegie Hall, and you've done Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Right? Okay, that's kind of freaky, isn't it?
The garden was, both gardens were amazing. Yep. I got to tell you, TD Garden was one of the. I'll actually tell you a quick story. I was running late. Because I hit traffic 2 miles before I got to the TD Garden.
What are the odds?
And they said to me, and I left. I gave myself hours.
Yeah.
And if you guys know, there's a local legend, Tony V. Right?
Oh, yeah, we love Tony.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Tony was with me and Bill that night. And they go, listen, Paul, Tony's on stage. You got 10 minutes to get on stage to get here. And if you don't, Bill just has to come up. So I'm 10 minutes away from losing the gig. And Bill wanted me to be part of this big thing.
Yeah.
I'm 2 blocks away and I'm like, should I dump the car? I said,
abandon the car. Yeah.
Should I dump the car? What should I do? And they're calling me and they're going, you got 10 minutes to get in. There's going to be a guy with a walkie-talkie running you in. Long story short, I couldn't get in. So I just dumped the car on a block in like a tow-away zone.
Yep.
And I run, and I'm running, and the TD Garden has the door open. I'm running through. I see all like the Bruins posters. Like I'm just in an arena. Like I'm running through. And they were like, and I walk through 18,000, and I'm getting announced on stage.
Oh my god!
It was just like running into it, and it actually, I think it made it better because I was just like, all right, well, so Tony brings me up, and I just went up there, and I
out
was
out of breath,
just, and I think I addressed the traffic.
Yeah,
I can imagine you would have missed it,
and then everything worked out, but it was. And,
so do you open all your shows by running from 2 blocks away now?
Dumping cars and running.
It's the only way to start now.
Yeah, yeah. Any big gig, I'm going to be running late.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I'll be there.
Okay, you're going to love this guy. He's got one show tonight, 2 shows tomorrow night.
Oh, you can catch him just before the show running down Seaport District.
Trip him if you want to, you know, because it's really, it makes it an even better show. Yeah. Okay, Paul Verzi, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
It's always great. I appreciate it.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, everybody stand by because coming up next, a legend is going to join us in the studio. Special guest right here, 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
105.7 WROR. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we have a very, very special, very, very important guest here on the Lorne and Wiley Morning Radio Program. So I thought I'd do a little throwback for you. A little throwback. This will take you back to when we first started the program.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that irritating?
Oh, no, I loved it.
You know, it really was.
So who is this special person?
Wally Bryan, you're looking for sunshine. Here's another song you've been trying to forget.
So you just came by to say hi, huh?
Yeah, I just stopped in to say hello.
see if anything new's happening.
Yeah, pretty much same old stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Yeah. What have you been doing lately?
Nothing.
Well, how about we go out and do nothing together?
Do nothing together. I think that's a great idea.
Okay,
Lauren, you sound great, man.
Well, thank you, Walter.
From the very beginning, when I got hired to work here, they didn't put us together right away.
Oh, no. They thought it would be too dangerous.
So I was doing the afternoon program, and Lauren was doing the morning show, and I'd get up and turn the radio on and just to hear what this new morning guy sounded like. And, of course, you know what he sounds like. He sounds like God.
And
I was like, geez, this guy is going to bury me. I sound horrible compared to him.
Right?
For 38 years, I've sounded horrible next to him. But I listened to you this morning, the little thing you did after 7 o'clock, which was excellent, by the way.
Oh, I thank you.
I loved it, especially when you were talking about me. It just shouldn't be happening. You just sound just as good today as you did when we started. Back in 81. It sounds fabulous.
Still doing the same jokes.
Yeah. I know.
I know.
Yeah.
This is a testament to Wally's hearing difficulty.
Boy, that's the truth.
It's getting worse and worse.
It is getting worse and worse. Anyway, what can I say? It's been so much fun
working the show with you. It's been a blast.
I know listeners are like, we're getting calls here and people are pretty upset about the fact that, it's kind of wrapping up. But we've loved having all of them be a part of this show for all the
years. We have.
We've had the great... Don't we have the greatest listeners? We go to these events, and they come up, and they're so into it, and they're so nice to us. And anyway, we just love all of you.
And Wally, what about the things we've gotten to do?
I know.
It's amazing. We were just talking about earlier this morning. We were talking about the day we had Richard Dreyfuss in, and the station had we had our own helicopter, and the helicopter was going to, and all that kind of thing. And remember the time? This is like, please allow us to do a little radio history.
Yeah.
But these were the days when broadcasting was a little bit different, and we did big, big promotions. For example, in 1989, we rented the supersonic transport, the Jet Concorde.
Yes.
And we took...
Wow.
We took...
Yeah, I know. We really missed out.
Yeah. We took 80 listeners with us, and we flew everybody to New York, and then we boarded the Concorde in New York, and we went down, in, I think it was 1987, come to think of it, and we chased Halley's Comet from New York to Cuba, and then turned around and flew back.
We couldn't catch it.
Spoiler alert.
We tried. And we knew it was,
well, maybe next time.
We knew it was going to be 87 years before it came by again. Yeah. We wouldn't have a chance to catch it again.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
And what about all those trips, that we took?
Amazing.
The races around the world.
We raced
incredible.
Around the world twice. We did the show from Honolulu, from Melbourne, Australia, from London, from Paris, from Rome. We did a lot of things in the past
so much fun.
38 years.
God, it was so much fun. I can't believe that it's, that we got to do this, and it was always a good time.
Yeah.
I can't say I had a bad day here. Well, you could, probably could. But me, I was just moving, it was so great.
Yeah. Anyway. So, thanks a million. Thanks for everything. We appreciate it. We'll miss you.
Is this it?
Yeah, this is pretty much it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, have a great day.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.